Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. The call-in number for this show is 563-999-3507. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, at keen.com. That's DAISEY644478 at keen.com for readings. Well, it's been a real rough winter, to say the least. I lost 2 months of not being able to do radio shows. But our health tip for today is cranberries, especially dried ones. They help lower conditions of heart disease, urinary tract infections, gum disease, cancer, and stomach ulcers. Good thing to throw in your salads. Our cosmic weather surprises. And this has been going on since May 23rd until today. Pluto retrograde revealing secrets. Mars square Jupiter forcing and pushing us forward to achieve our goals. Luna between showing Luna's sign, unexpected noise, solutions to arise. And we need to accept the truth. Sometimes it's hard, but we have to accept the truth. The end of this day, the moon moves into Virgo and we'll settle down a bit. Our spiritual note, we are right in the time of Pentecost. Praise the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit into your life in Jesus' name. And I'm still fixing things from this hard winter. It's amazing just what all that those storms took out. But we're surviving, and I praise God. People ask me all the time, why does God allow these things to happen? There are many scriptures informing us of difficulties on this earth. The perfect one is the return of Jesus. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3 speaks on spiritual visitation. And it speaks, which is important this year, very important this year. We need to address this and allow it to grow. Proverbs 29:18, people without a vision will perish. Not only keeping the vision, but believing our speech is important. God's word spoken over time and over our lives is the way to activate his promises. The power and purpose for our life, God's purpose for our life, is prosperity, health. He doesn't want us sick. He doesn't want us having negative words. He wants us to repel those things. His promises are we really need to guard our speech. And it's true because what we speak over ourselves, we create. So we need to watch how we talk over ourselves. And remember, the negative stuff repels the blessings of God, so we want to speak good words. Okay, I'm going to start taking some calls here. All right. Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Daisy. It's so good to hear your voice. God bless you. I'm happy to hear you, and I'm happy to hear you doing well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, yeah, I really am. I'm doing good. And I'm glad to be back. I really miss doing these. And it's just like, well, you know, things happen in life. What can I do for you today?
You were missed. Yes, yes, yes. God bless you. I was wondering, please, I had, if you have time, I have two questions. One, I had a storm-related issue, too. I don't know if you... see that turning out well in my favor. I just called a lawyer today to see if he could step in and help.
Okay,
and if you have time, I have a work.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. I've got action coming up on that, and I mean, it's swift. It's coming quickly. It's sudden progress or movement, and I think this attorney will probably help you with some decisions and give you some good messages on how to progress with this. And, you know, everything seems so slow because so many people have been affected. It's just amazing what all this did, you know. And so don't let yourself get down and out about it. It may take a little bit of time, but I see some progress happening this coming month, which will be June.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, it's been a month already. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what was the other question?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm doing an event with a man named Sam, like hosting an event at his venue on the 23rd of June. I was wondering if you see it going well and he'll allow me to do another one, like in August or so.
Yes, I have another opportunity that it did go good. It's going to go good. It's going to create some advancement with him. I've got two victory cards and six cards, and another opportunity to work with him again. So, yes, you're looking good.
Thank God. Thank God, praise Jesus. Thank you.
That's it. Thank God.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for participating.
Always. Thank you. God
bye-bye.
Bless you, love. Thank you. Much love.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name
is
Maria. Yeah, I call you from New York.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
The reason I call you see me to travel, I go in Italy and buy a house over there.
Okay.
Yes.
This project hasn't been moving as like you would like for it to. It's been kind of an emotional thing for you. But I'm going to say yes to that. And I got two. That could be, that's the near future. It could be 2 months, 2 months before you could go up to 2 years, but I don't think that's the length of time. But yes, I'm going to say yes to that. Okay.
I'm going to go this year in Italy, right?
Yeah.
And your mannequins were not the question.
And just because it says 2 months it can happen during that realm. It could be sooner. So don't get, you know, dismayed about stuff. Just go through the process and go look and have an optimistic attitude about it.
Right. I can ask you something else? You got it the time? I can ask you something else, please, or not?
Okay.
I went to Salimento for my husband. He was sick. You think I'm going to get it soon this year?
Okay. Yes. You're going to get it. Probably pretty soon here. Have you done all your work, your paperwork and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty soon. Very soon. They're looking into you, you know. And I don't have anything bad coming up, so praise God for that.
Thank God.
You just never know these days. I mean, they come up with this rotten stuff about people out of the dirt, you know, and half of it's not true. You just don't know what to believe anymore. But it looks really good, and I thank you for calling.
I thank you very much. God bless
you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Hello, you're on the air. It's 3 o'clock.
Hi. Hi, welcome back. Yes, it is. Thank you. Welcome back to the airwaves. We've missed you.
Oh, I know. I missed it, too. It was awful. And it feels good to be back, and I just really am happy about that. What can I do for you today?
Anything that you can happen to tell me would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. Wow, this looks good. Thank you, Lord. We received this. Okay. You know, you're getting things done and you're moving along. You have your ups and downs, but you got something that now that's going to be very reliable, and you need to. It's a sum of money, and you need to make wise investments concerning it. And that always comes up for you around money. So, I think you know. You get excited and you just want to share it with somebody. You got to be careful what you share today.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. Yeah. So this is something that's like the icing on the cake. And it says it's definitely happening this year. It's happening very soon. It's in the present line. I have the Ace of Pentacles, which is really good, money. And it's not just material money. But, you know, you're going to make some very good spiritual advancements this year. And this is a year for that. This is a year that we need to get our heads together and, you know, go up the right path. And you have good influence around you. You have people who care about you. And, you know, you're in a fortunate combination there, you know. So, but you still got to, once this money comes, you got to not allow obstacles to get in the way. You just have to, you know, button the lip. I'm the same way. If I get good luck, I just want to tell everybody about it. See, sometimes you can't. So this, and there's some improvement in your health coming too, because you'll have money to invest in things that you need to invest in.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay. I know, that's what I said. This great reading. I enjoyed that one.
Oh, and I receive it. Thank you so much. And again,
you're welcome.
Thank you for having this show. It helps a lot of people, and we're grateful that you're here, and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. God mm-hmm. bless you, too. Okay, you know, we need to really think about this year. This is a strong spiritual year in the year number, meaning that we can really grow spiritually. Now, we're going to have challenges around that. Anytime that we pray and ask for something, things come against it to keep us from activating it. So we need to keep our vision, and we need to not drop it. We need to and guard our speech. And I believe that as we study the Bible history, and we'll see that people have always wanted peace throughout history. God allowed his people to endure trials, even humanly impossible events. And he did this to prove his promises, and we grow in maturity. Wealth in the mode in the middle of everything has always been a series of conflicts. That God, our Father, and the devil, our enemy, we win by speaking the armor of God over our lives. I do this each and every time I go out to shop these days, and, you know, I just avoid anything. And the armor is the helmet of salvation. I put that on. Then the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the sword, the shield, and the shoes of peace. And when we do that, we're putting a shield of God's protection around us. It's our job to know God as our Father. Romans 8:25 says we are to know God as our Father. We then operate loose from fear into the spirit of adoption. Remember, today God is our Father. Abba Father means daddy. Abba means daddy. So Father God is our real spiritual dad, and we need to put him first in everything. Okay, let's move along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Daisy. It's nice to talk to you.
Hi.
Hi. So I have a question.
Hi.
I met someone.
Okay.
Hi. I met someone back in 2020, and I really liked him. The timing wasn't right, but he came back into my life in March, and we've been seeing each other roughly every weekend since, maybe every other weekend. So I wanted to know how things would go.
Did we see
I wanted
him
to go all
coming?
The way with him.
I mean, I keep thinking
yeah.
We saw. Yeah, I thought so. And I wanted to make sure of that. Okay, and that I got the right person here. And you know, you're absolutely right. It's a strong connection. It was strong originally when you first met him, but the timing was off. Something was emotionally in the way and physically, and it just wasn't allowed to unfold, you know.
Yes.
But now it is. Now it is. And I have success all around this relationship.
That's great. Yeah, I feel a really strong
success.
Connection with him.
I think that's mutual. He's opening. He's going to open up more, especially when spring hits. We got a lot of few little love perks that are going to come around, and I think that he'll open more then. Men don't always open up as quickly as we do. You know, we want to discuss everything. They're down in the cellar figuring it out.
I know.
Or the tank, or wherever they.
You're right.
But I show a lot of happiness and success around this. A lot. So I think you've made a good choice.
Yeah. I mean, he saved my number. He saved my messages. And, you know, I told him I'll be here. You know, I didn't necessarily wait. I dated other people. But when he came back, I wasn't dating anyone.
Well, you were actually... in position for this, you know?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
in position.
You're right.
Yeah. I really feel good about it. I feel very good about it. So
okay.
Just open your heart up and expect good. And like I said, he's going to start being more vocal, more letting you know how he feels about you and opening up, okay?
Okay. Yeah, he drops little hints, but
all
right. That's it.
Well, we're going to get some big slams.
Good. All right.
Little
great.
Hits to girl. No, he's really going to open up.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Always great talking to you. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa. Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Good.
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
It's good to talk to you again.
I'm good. Oh, thank
good.
You. I'm doing good, actually.
I thought I would just ask you. Awesome. Thought I would just ask you for a general reading, see what you see in my life.
Okay.
At the present moment.
Well, we've been under some tense cycles here a little bit, and, you know, there's quite a few that that's been happening since the beginning of the year, but just move forward in direction. Actually, I think you have your idea set on what to do here. And it looks good. And, you know, you've just been in such an emotional turmoil and then having to take care of a loved one. You know, there's always that little worry and the suffering, and it's almost like you don't know what to do. I take care of my daughter who is disabled, and you know, it's just like she can't tell me anything, and it's like, whoa, I really have to use my ability with her. And I do have love coming up. Part of you feels like that's gone away, but I don't think it's totally gone away. I think he's just moved back a little bit because he's got many decisions to make concerning his life. But he keeps thinking about you. You know, that doesn't go away. So there's some action coming from him. Yeah. And now that you're going to be freer to be able to, you know, interact with him than you were before. So I wouldn't give that up entirely.
It's just hard to maintain a long-distance relationship. It doesn't work. One person has to move to the other state, and it's hard to do when we're in two different states right now. And I, like you said, I am caring for my mother and helping her, and she's not in very good health, and she's also disabled.
No.
So, I can't make a move at this time, but it seemed like he was very rigid and set in his ways and didn't want to make a move either. So,
I see that with him. But he's evolving that right now. And like I said, since January, we've been dealing with some, you know, little sharp tactics here and there to deal with. And I mean, I know I went through it. I know a lot of other people have gone through it. And, you know, it's just been really rough. But it should start lifting now. And spring and summer should bring. But he doesn't stop thinking of you. That's what I want you to grab hold of. And he's thinking of making a trip to see you.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So I think you're thinking in the right direction. I think you need to be there for your mother right now. You know, send me an email or something with her name, and we're going to put her on the prayer list. And she's struggling very hard within herself right now.
Yeah.
She's not really openly giving you that information, and that's why I want to do some prayer work for her so she can release that, okay?
Okay, that'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for participating.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. Oh, you took my call. I was just listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have
questions.
Thank
you. God bless
you. You don't want me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was wondering if I'll ever find love, please.
Okay.
Is that too big? I should say upcoming.
No, that's very popular, as a matter of fact. Even in working on Keen. you haven't had good luck up to now, huh?
No, not at all.
Well, the first card is talking about patience, and for some reason, probably due to your life lessons or your Akashic records, you have a reason for a struggle here. But I'm showing that a dependable person is coming, and it looks like the fall of this year You know, you may meet him in the summer, but realize in October, November that this is, both of you have had bad luck in relationships. So there's all this little bit of tippy toe, you know, I'm not going to open up entirely. I'm not going to speak out. You know, I'm just going to wait to see how this goes. But it works out to be good. It works out to be good. Patience.
And if
that's
somebody totally
thing.
New? I'm sorry?
Uh-huh.
Patience.
Yes.
Yeah. And somebody completely
very
new, sick. Not a revisit.
I don't think so. I'll check that to be sure it looked new to me, but let's make sure. You got to make sure about everything today.
Yeah. Yes, I love what you were saying about the armor of God. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I put that on every time I go out, and I can actually testify that there's been some close calls in traffic and stuff like that, and I end up praising God and thanking him for protecting me. And that's just it. That's just it. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm.
And today we're living in all this, this country has never been this divided, and we're living in this energy where a lot of people want to create harm, so actually we need this. We need this. You will hear from somebody from your past, you know, that is in the air, but this is a brand new man. But there is somebody from your past that will surface close to or right at the time you meet this man.
Wow.
So.
Funny how that works out.
Call me on Keen. I'll help you to it.
Yeah.
Or call me on the
thank
radio show
you,
or something.
Love.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you. Much love and many blessings
you.
To you and yours. You're an angel. Thank you so much, love. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy and Vicki. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Oh, well, I have two questions today, but I just before I ask, The gig went good. There weren't a lot of people because it's just a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
The planning was poor, but it ended. It was good. People really were receptive. So I think I'm doing pool party, in whenever that is. But it went good. I wanted to tell you that. So my first question, really quickly. Interesting development the other day. I know we've talked about a boss of mine, one of my managers, female, who has been giving me problems. Well, the assistant in her region got another job. So what that does is open it up in that area in Atlanta for them to get a new assistant. And I'm hoping and praying that they put this woman on this new assistant's desk. Is that going to happen? Is it so?
Okay. What was her first name?
Martina.
Yeah, okay. That just personalizes it. I don't need anything else.
Okay.
Okay. It certainly looks like that thought has been put out. She creates a lot of worry and despair for people.
Mm-hmm.
She gives anxiety to them. You know, and she's not a happy person. And it's like spread the unhappiness. But I do have that crossed by the death card, meaning that she's going to end, you know, it's going to be a clearing away, making a way for something new, whatever that may be. And then I got a yes card saying that she's going to, you know, go away.
Okay. Cool. That's a great thing. Okay. question number two. So I saw my friend, Rico, I'm just going to say his name. I saw my friend last night after the gig. He actually helped me clean up my equipment, helped me take it to my apartment. But the question here is, and I don't know if I'm off, but I keep feeling his energy, and I feel like he's in denial about his feelings for whatever reason. He was being really, you know, matter of, like, just strange and being, you know, it just, I can't put my finger on it, but my intuition says he's denying his feelings. Not that I want to be with him, but I just feel like he's, you know, it's almost like he can't.
I think you're onto something.
Go ahead.
I think you're definitely onto something here. He's definitely can't get this emotionally set. You know what I mean? He can't, and he has anxiety over a past relationship that created a lot of suffering for him, and he's having trouble sleeping. I think you're onto something here. He wants to be secure. There's a feeling that he gets when he's around you, and you know, so he kind of wants to keep that door open. But you're right, he doesn't know what to do right now.
Yeah, like,
and that's strong. That's very strong right now. That's why I told everybody to be, you know, be aware, check things out, because there's a lot of that tendency is in the air.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Pisces, and the Pisces is a slippery fish. So sometimes I feel his emotions. Like, I feel his emotions constantly, but he's not being receptive, which is fine because it frees me. But I just feel like he has these feelings for me, but he is not going to tell me or would never say it. It's just weird.
I don't think he never will. I think he just doesn't know what to do right now. You know, he doesn't know how to respond to you. He doesn't know how to interact with you. But he has a good feeling when he's around you. See, that's just the positive. He has a really good feeling. I mean, it's like you help him calm down a little bit. You know?
Yeah, I do. I stay on him. And, you know, it's a walk. His spiritual growth is a walk. I'm helping him with that, hopefully. And hopefully he's receptive to, you know, the things I've told him on a spiritual level. So we'll see.
Yeah, you know.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hello?
I'm here.
What do you want to ask me?
What do you want to ask me? A money question. How is that? And then I'm done.
Okay, let's look at that. All right, money question. Well, first of all, there's more music coming up. More music.
Yay. Woohoo!
Yeah.
That's good.
And there's a chance of windfall, a little wind money here. And it's pretty soon, you know, within the next 3 weeks I got. It could be 3 days, but I'm thinking it's weeks more so. And more money gigs coming in. And,
okay.
You know, you're going
to
start really feeling.
Equipment. The reason I asked is I need to buy my own equipment because this guy I'm renting this from is really weird. So I need to, that's why if I get a big one, hopefully I can buy some equipment, more equipment. So, okay.
Looks good.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome.
One other note. The armor of God does work, people. If you're listening, I do it every day, and I've been doing it for years, and it works, and it works. It works. So that's all I can say.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, Daisy. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. You know, we're human beings here, and we're wondrously made by God. if you just study the body, one must concede that it had a wondrous creator and act, and I don't see how you can look at it and the things it does and know that there wasn't a creator for it. And to look at the beauty in the world, rivers and forests and mountains, shows us the beauty of God. God wants to bless us, John 10:10. He wants us to live life abundantly. He doesn't want us in poverty. He doesn't want us sick. 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2, God wants us to prosper. He wants us to be able to give. We are currently experiencing trouble for our country. Other countries are forming against us. And what do we need to do from this? We need to pray. Heavenly Father, our times are in your hands. We live in a confusing time in our country. Our financial needs are up and constant threats to our existence. Please help us. Send your Holy Spirit who guide us in Jesus' name. And remember, your perspective is key and cure to unhappiness and pain. Speak words of life and healing over yourself. And if you're not feeling fulfilled, you need to change your path and what you have exposed yourself to, because what you're exposed to is what affects the way you think. So we need to be aware that this all affects us. And this is a confusing time, but it doesn't have to be, you know, that bad. Okay, let's take another call here.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Two questions.
Okay.
My biggest fear is dying in this little apartment I live in. Is that going to happen?
Okay, let's look at that. That's an emotional thing with you. That's fear is God gave us, God didn't give us fear. He gave us power to overcome fear. And things have been very unsatisfactory in a lot of areas. You've grown from it. You come out of it. I mean, you labored through it, and you know, you. This is an emotional fear that is being put on you. I'm going to say no to that. You're not. No.
Okay.
You do have some health concerns. Okay.
Yeah, I do. Next question. I have a friend who is realistically looking at a bed and breakfast with homes on the property in Calaveras County up by Murphy's, but he hasn't bought it yet, but he has invited myself and my two daughters to come live there. Is this realistically going to happen?
He's had some disappointment. Yeah, he's eventually going to get this done. Right now, there's a strong force pushing us towards achieving our desires. And he seems to be good at negotiating and mastering. And I think this is something that's going to work for him. And he does want you.
Yeah.
He wants you to be close. He wants you to be close to him. He wants your life to be better.
He's older than me. He's older than me, but him and his wife, they really love my daughters. They want the best for them.
Yeah.
As I do.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to go. I got to go pick my little angels up at school. You have a nice day. Thank you.
Give them a hug.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So that's basically it. We need to realize what we're doing, who we're associated with, whether it's positive or negative. We need to eliminate the negativity. We need to realize that we're being affected a lot by Jupiter, Saturn, Venus, and Mars this year. And we're walking into to change now in June. Well, and so we're going to see things that are going to that we've been looking forward to that have been delayed, and we're going to see things change. We have a powerful influence of Neptune next month, and it's starting now here at the end of this month. And but our energy levels will rise, and we will be able to complete things easier than we were able to do before. And we're going to start longer days now, which the warm summer air is alive with movement and sound. And there's a lot of, we might fight with allergies a lot because things, there's going to be a lot of pollen and blowing in the breeze. But other than that, I think we're going to see ourselves in a good cycle here of things that are going to help us move forward. And so this month of May, we were affected by Jupiter, Saturn, Venus, and Mars. And now we're moving into June. And we're going to be looking at things changing rapidly. We're going to see a lot more activity. We're going to see the results of things happening, and we're going to see a lot of energy from Jupiter, which affects money. And people who've been waiting for money might see money coming through. So it'll be like, go for it. So actually, I think we've got a lot to look forward to. And we're actually going to begin, half of this year is over. You know, it's gone. So we'll be entering another life cycle. And I thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. I'm really glad to be back. I went through quite a trial myself, but I found the things that work, and I share them with you. And I want to close this radio show today with Heavenly Father. We realize that it is Passover, and this is a season that you designated for us to remember the giving of the Holy Spirit. And we each, one of us, lift our hands to you and receive the Holy Spirit's guide in our life and for things to be better. I know the world is unsure, but we can be very sure with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So we welcome the Holy Spirit into our lives in Jesus' name. Okay, I'll see you guys next month. I thank you for participating. God bless.